Okay, in this letter, Kuf Lamed Gimel, so we have a chazara on a lot of the yesaidis, a few of the things that are common things in the letters of Avusher. But as we've seen many times, we're dealing here with life lessons and everyday encounters where we need constant chizik and izinyonim, primarily not to be misyayish, chas v'shalom, to be ma'ir simcha, and emunah pshuta, searching for that derech and learning how to apply it in every life circumstance. So this letter encompasses all of these ideas. So as we find many times in the letters, that there's a dot, dot, dot in the beginning because all the personal exchanges are left out and we have only the limudim. So here we jump into the middle. Ava yadua lecha bevadai. So this is where Avusha starts to give chizuk. You know certainly that for a Jew, it's not acceptable to be misyayish, to give up. And why is that? Because we're children to Hashem. That He experiences our pain. He's with us in that pain. And every tzara is always passing through. There's no tzara which is here to stay. And from the tzara, He will answer us and open things up and give us the Yeshua. It can be in the blink of an eye. And that will be in Mitzvah Hashem through the tzinor, through the channel of davening and asking Hashem for His rachmanis. He explains in a different letter that many times the Yeshua is coming. But whether or not we daven will determine whether the Yeshua comes through the tzinor of tefillah or not. So even if it comes, the maila of the Yeshua coming through the tzinor of tefillah is in the shar. You can't compare the Yeshua when it comes through that tzinor if it has to come in a way other than through the tzinor of tefillah. Al kopanim, kesha Yeshua tavay, when the Yeshua comes, nizkel ha'ke goydel chasav v'nifalai sav yimanu bebechines chesav kel kal hayayim. So every Yeshua, when we see it properly, isn't just to take us out of the tzara, but it's to demonstrate and to show us, l'mafreya, looking back in hindsight, how the entire tzara was for our good. The paradigm of that, of course, is Kabbalah Satayra, which we're only just a few days away from. But when Hashem gave us the Torah, and He said, so the Mefarshim asked, why is it that Hashem introduces Himself as the one who took them out of Mitzrayim, when He could have said something much greater, l'chayra, that I'm Hashem Elokecha who created the world? One of the answers given is because Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim and even in the Midbar, they were wondering to themselves why they had to go through so many years of torture in Mitzrayim. And they had this question, and when they came to Matan Torah, and Hashem said, this is the God who took you out of Mitzrayim, so they made the connection and they realized that if not for the fact that they had gone through that experience in Mitzrayim, there would never have been a Matan Torah. And that was the answer to Mafreya for all the kashas which they had. So every Yeshua, if we understand it properly, especially when it comes to the tzinor of tefillah, it's Masugal for sure, that we were able to look back and to see why it is we had to go through the Torah. What rechush, what spoils did we come out of with that we wouldn't have gone without that? So we wish it continues. And every life experience which we have in this world, how everything is a message to wake us up from above. That we should have a very tight kesher to the reality of emunah pshuta. And everything is a hint from above, communicating to us. That Hashem desires you; He's waiting for you. Like the Gemara says about Yisurin, that He who HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves, He brings upon Him Yisurin. In order to bring us close, meaning the Rabbanu Shalom is communicating; He's telling us, "I want you. You're important to me." And the Yisurin are ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, "I love you, and I want you to come close." So when He accepts it, bi'ahava, and again, He's teaching us how to accept it bi'ahava, meaning it's not like we're telling us, He's telling us, you know, just be a higher mensch and just accept it with love. Why not? He's saying it's a call which is coming from love. It's a Rebbeinu Shlomo saying, I love you, I miss you, come close to me. So when we understand it from that perspective, from that truth, so then we can be makabel et bi'ahava. And b'simcha, when a yid does that, harihu margish tsar arichas hagola shel am Yisrael. So, within every tsar, aside from the personal tsar that we go through, is something much bigger. It's like a seed. That within the seed is an entire tree. So every single garin, every seed, which in this case is every dose of tsar that we go through, there's something much bigger if we open it up. And a person who is able to understand what he's receiving, and he opens it up, he's able to understand the amkus of the tsar that we go through, that it's really associated with the tsar Shechina, the tsar Yisrael. There's much more. We can turn what seems to be just frustrations and difficulties in Shalom Bayis and in business and in Tzar Gidlubanim or in health, whatever it may be, or in Avodas Hashem, above all, into participating with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Tzar Shechina and becoming very important players in the world and being Makar of the Geula. That's up to us. The main thing is is to always be mindful of what we're doing here in this world. And that is to realize the yisoid, the fragility of a human being, shuhu yisoid afsius, that it's empty, zero, nothing. Yisoid ha'afar ve'ha'efer. V'kadosh Baruch Hu chafetz tehila b'kretz egush yechem. Yet, still, He desires our praise. He desires our voices. And more than that, sh'neshabed is kol midoy seinu v'tivein ala v'edos yisparach shamay. That we should be mishabed ourselves and our midos and our teva and work very hard in serving Him and being good avadim. Our good midos and our bad midos, to channel them all in ways to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? Kolaymar, she'soit ha'ava shalanu, that whatever we love, whatever we desire in this world, which is other than Him, to channel it to Him. La'ava is Hashem. If you say the pachad, whatever it is in this world that we may be fearful of, fear of heights, fear of certain people, fear of rejection, liras Hashem, and to channel all of that fear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that every one of the spheres, which is what we're working through during these days of Sfiras HaOmer, is to be mezachich them, to purify them, to elevate them, return them to their source by channeling them completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is how they were made before the Sfira. And Hashem gave us the Torah to teach us how to wage war, how to go to battle. To mekadesh ourselves with the mitzvahs. In order to be able to make this battle easier. The mitzvahs are a tool. Even if we wouldn't have a Torah, we'd have to learn how to break ourselves before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the fact that we have the Torah, which is mekadesh us, which is mezachech, purifies us, it makes that battle much easier to fulfill purpose of creation. And with that, Nagiyah L'schus, Liras Pei HaMelech Malkosh Ha'edun, to come to be able to see the face of Hashem, our King, V'heiti V'manu Shechem, Zmani Yem Chofim, Yefchol Anol Yeschem, Amitim Yeschem, Anol Amiyad, to transform these days meaning the life which we live currently, in this world, fleeting days, and to use it as an opportunity to create everlasting days, days of Nitzchias, of Elam Haba, of eternity. L'achsas Tachas Kanfei Shechina, not just in the next world, but in this world, and to find shelter underneath His wings. Even us, still while we're in this world. So he says, so be happy. It's possible to be happy that you've been chosen to be on the front lines in this battle that we wage in this door. That you're waving the flag of Emunah Pshuta. To despite the pains, we're still here, we're alive. This is all part of that bechina called Bibisari Echselaka. To recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he said many times, that we go through pain. And in a certain sense, it comes from Him. He's only sending us good. But there's a kitrug, and it turns into a nisar, and it turns into tzar. And we have to stand strong and to realize that everything is a taiva, and then it becomes sweetened. But says Rav Usher, even in those moments of pain, Who, he's maybe sending you that pain. Of course, it's out of love. It's to bring you close. But who's giving you life to breathe right now? Who's giving you all the other brachas in the life, all the things that you wish to celebrate, and you could look and you could say, thank you, Hashem, for those things, even if it's hard to say thank you for the nisyonis and for the yisurim. He's giving you that breath of life. He's being mekayim you at this moment. So you have so much to be thankful for, so much to be grateful for. And that's mibsar echza laka. Look at yourself. Look how frail you are. Look how broken you are. If not for the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu is one who is giving you everything, every single moment of life. That's what we're here to do, to recognize Hashem's achdus, and that comes with looking at our own frailty, and to have hachna, and to make ourselves batal to His achdus. Therefore, we need a lot of strength, and it's not easy always, to overcome, not to be broken in a way that we're beaten down and we give up. This is a tactic of the Yitzhahara, to break us down, and to seal the derech of Kedusha, the derech of Geula. And so therefore, every single Yid who's mechazik himself, it's a tremendous benefit for all of Klal Yisrael, today especially in this door, where yish and brokenness are so prevalent. That's what it means. We're on the front lines. Anybody who takes the message to heart in a time like this, where the derech of emunah pshuta, not just the derech of emunah pshuta, but the focus on emunah and the focus of yitachan, even amongst bnei Torah, shomer Torah mitzvahs, needs so much chizuk. But not just to wave the flag of emunah yitachan, but to wave the flag of emunah pshuta and walk down that derech. A yid needs to know that when he does that, and he's heading down the derech and avodas Hashem, which leads to the tachlis, which leads to the geula, it should bring him tremendous simcha and tremendous chizuk, knowing that, as Rav Usher calls it, he's on the front lines. Kedushin Yitzchak Ligal B'Karayv. Amen. Can you hear outside?